Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business. Gildan Media presents Gildan Seminars, Building Your Business by Brian Tracy.
The amount that you charge for your products and services is one of the most important single parts of your business, and it's a very emotional area. Selecting prices, negotiating prices, changing prices is something that you have to give a lot of thought to, because your ability to select the correct price, the price at which you can sell the very most and earn the highest profit, is the key skill of the entrepreneur. Small changes in your pricing policy can lead to dramatic changes in your financial results. So, how do we go about setting your prices? Most prices are set as the result of experience, analysis, judgment, and guesswork at what the final customer will pay. There are no rules with regard to prices. There are only guidelines, or what they call rules of thumb. Your ability to price your product can determine your success or your failure. I worked with a company not long ago, multi-billion-dollar company, that was on the verge of bankruptcy. And what they did is they went back in and they examined why it is that people stopped buying from them, and they found that an accountant had made a mistake in calculating their prices and had priced them about 10 or 12% over a very competitive market for the identical product. And customers just stopped buying. They went back in, revised their prices, told the entire market about it, and their sales turned around by hundreds of millions of dollars in a matter of a few months. So, picking your prices and pricing properly is really, really important. Now, here's the rule. All prices are estimates. They are sometimes guesstimates or guesswork at what the ultimate customer will pay. There's no rule that says that anything is worth anything, because value is always subjective. Value is based on what a person feels that the product is worth at that moment in comparison with all other products available and in comparison with how much money they have and how they happen to feel at the moment. I'll give you an example. If a person is really hungry, they may pay you $5 for a hamburger. But once they've had a hamburger, a Big Mac, if you offered them another hamburger, they may only pay you 50 cents because now they don't feel like they really need another hamburger. So therefore, prices are subjective. And the cost of producing your product does not determine the price the customer will pay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?